It was begun on the 17th of October, but since it's now 20 to 1, it is presumably the 18th. It's 1973 AD. It hasn't yet got a title. Gesture of the hand there by Mr. Clare. My shirt is pure as Christian shoes, and yet I am no clairvoyant, for my toe is not a boot. My teeth are semi-precious, a fact that I regret, and though my hunting jacket, if I fire a toothing grin, I see my butler hanging by a wire, attempting to distinguish an ostrich from a coot. My baggy hat and crimson dancing pumps provide discomfort for the Finns and those from further south. Among the Basques, whose blouses full of lumps bedevil the directors of the play, but the posters, now on glorious display, deny the king of southern Greece the ownership of mouth. My collar gives no inkling of my craft. My canine teeth are lacking, though I still possess a mouth. Although you may not think so, you nuns that never laughed, your habits change for sequined underwear, and your wimples for a capstan on your hair, where sailors in bell-bottoms blow the lutine trumpet south. My tie is drawn from ancient Eastern myth, to mummify a pencil, to embalm a fountain pen, to draw aside a scribal veil and show the words of pith to those who can appreciate canals, with punt poles pierce your gaily boated pals, a bailey bridge for Polish goatherds then. Sartorial surmise, a bandage for your eyes, a latitude of lies. Devon Valley partridge in a great green growth, pear trees clothe the nudeness of the glebe. Arum lilies wallow like a sleek sheened Arum lilies wallow like a sleek sheened sloth that angers the trombonists of Antibes. Berry berry for the children of the same, Harry Kiddy is the tailor's aim. Sowing fields of fallow with a large blue seed, a glaucous gamete glowing in the glade, undernourished warblers in the long lank reed that puzzles all the flautists of Belgrade. Harum scarum lies the newcomer bund, Karakorum is the place I shunned. Sewing seems a waste of time, my future fatness past, my clothes are just an attitude of mind, rivulets of Runnymede cascade through my cravat, and Nelson falls upon the golden hind. Hanky-panky, matching shirt and tie, monkey-donkey, which of these am I? Capulets of Catalan, their furbelows in rags, copulate in cataleptic states with summer wine, stipulate or sterilize the foremost vestal hags, zipping up their zygophores and zygospores in mantles that were mine, stopping for a plate of soup when ebbing ardour sags, and dropping in for sherry at 9:15. Piggy wiggy shuts the fetid vest, Jarlsberg cries the sock, and falls to rest. Folk! Three bigamists in shorts, five metaphysicists of stunted growth, 11 second-generation bigamists in pinstripe suits, 17 geraniums, the gods of heaven to invoke. Folk! Lynch. A pocket full of eyes, more overdressed women than I can house, infinitude of unpretentious choristers in hats, a kettle full of apple cores, the sort that nobody can singe. Linge. Blute. A king that drinks no milk, 8.7 aunties doing stunts, a fraction of a flautist trying 9x7 scales, a bushel of old dirty
lingerie
reeking of what can be nothing but arrowroot. Blute? Blute no more the Sermi thoke that fencils on the breen, Nubberskalk the Ataturk whose lumley peebles green, by grushing pluke and sorely tobe are only lily seen. Oh, greckly skirm the mandring goats that persil and purine, what does she mean? If we plant a rhizome, will it grow a tree of light? If we light a candle, will the sun flare bright? Are these things connected as the sleeve is to the arm? Are we all invited to the picnic at the farm? Sheep devoured our rations, and my trousers, ill-informed, were eaten by a sandwich as the plates were being warmed. Do these things forewarn us of the terrors of the chase? Will I need spiked running shoes to stay the hateful pace? The race is run, all time is lost, and leaves are scattered far down among peculiar folk whose ties are made of tar. Will singing rain descend to mar the party in the park? Will I need a raincoat? Are there life belts in the ark? Or will you give me swimming lessons, teach me how to float, instruct me in the art of being made to walk the moat? Ape the boorish tailor, crying, "Man, I dig your weeds." Mimic Persian carpet men who squawk their wretched creeds. If we plant my slippers, will a shoe tree start to grow? If we shoot a rabbit, will it stop the falling snow? Will it melt the ice or forestall the next monsoon? Will it help to send unwanted clothing to the moon? If we sanctify the moon, what dew will shroud our lawn? What funereal garments are you claiming to have worn? What ectoplasmic halo descends upon the veil? What helicopter embryos lies pickled in the pail? If I breathe out quickly, will it scour the airy plain? Let top-hatted fetuses, no mumbling, explain. For everything's connected, the doormat to the wig, and fell boots to electricity, but nothing to the pig. There's methods in my sanity, but not in my attire. My fingertips are swathed in swaddling socks, and my elbows painted purple for no reason known to man. Lyre, Lox, Milan. There's time for my tranquillity, but not in such tight shoes. My toenails grow awry, as if a frog were lodged there, and an athlete in my throat. Booze, bog, or boat. There's truth in tesserectomy, but garters lack that style, and varicose verrucas dog the foot. It's harder, wearing shin pads, to seduce Medusa's wife. Raped, rabid, rife. Here at the sea's edge, there is a considerable drop from the top of the cliff.
What a curious flavour the poem has.